RCII Broadcasting presents Submission 1432. Produced and directed by Imran Ismail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every praise, all power, every blessing belongs to you and you alone. I did not come here on my own, but I was brought here by you. My call of labaik, I am present, echoes my desire. Accept me as yours, and you become mine. Oh Allah, if you are mine, the world will belong to me. If you are not mine, even what belongs to me will make me restless. Previously on Submission 1432.
So where did you disappear to?
I didn't know you were that concerned. How sweet.
I'm not concerned. Just seriously disappointed to see that my first didn't alter your fate.
I'm going to see our agent today with Mammy. Are you coming?
Of course I'm coming. And tell that Rashida not to make us late as usual.
Tasty, Sajibai. Tasty, Sajibai. Tasty. Sajibai, you know I like you the most.
You're all going and you're not taking me for it. I don't want to be alone.
This is a CII broadcasting drama.
Well, if my son was alive, we wouldn't be having this problem now, would we?
Well, he's not alive and we can't change that.
Huh? Oh, and whose fault is that, huh? Who? My only son, taken away from me, Marunawai no Poiro, in his prime of his youth. I don't have anyone. I'm suffering even to buy my groceries. No one is there for me. And youth asleep? It's easy for you to tell me nothing can bring him back. And you act all innocent in front of everyone. Like you're so good. But you and I and your mother, we know the truth. Don't we? That you killed him. You killed my son. I'm calling the policeman. Stop the car. The slip, stop the car. Police, police. She killed my son. She killed her husband. That's my son. She killed him. No, no, you stop this car now.
Calm down. Chup kar. What's wrong with you? Sally, can't he take it?
No, no, not at all. See, even the police, they don't listen to me. No one listens to me. After all, I'm just a nobody, right?
If that's what you think about yourself, I won't stop you. Tasneem, why are you pulling in by the shops?
Auntie Sarah wanted something for supper.
What? After all she just told you about killing her son, you still go and do for her? You, Gandhi.
Mom, please, not now. Both of you sit in the car. I'll go get this up. Come, Sahal. Sahal, are you crying, puppet? Mommy, did you kill Daddy?
You see what you did, Zora? Stirring the pot always.
No. No, my puppet.
Then why did Daddy say that? Auntie Zora, I think you can explain yourself to a six-year-old.
Oh, my sweetheart. No, 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 no. Daddy was just joking, Ma. Don't cry, don't cry. Tasneem, go and buy him something. We patao him.
I like to see the joke book you read, Zora.
I picked up Sahal and hugged him. He didn't need to get caught in this crossfire. I so want to tell my ex-father-in-law something, who was still my aunt, as Sahal's father was my first cousin. Hence, my mother and a sister-in-law shared many, many years of snarky friendship before they became wavens. I remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ليس الواصل بالمكافي ولكن الواصل إذا قطعت رحيمه وصلح. The one who joins ties is not the one who keeps a good relationship with someone who is good to him or her, but the one who will get the thawab of joining family ties is the one when the other breaks ties with him. He still joins it.
To be good to someone who is good to you, piece of cake. To be good to the one who is mean and nasty and basically drives you bananas? That's where the sawab lies. And I was aiming for the sawab even if it killed me. And Zora probably wished that it would.
I can't believe it. I'm finally on my way for Hajj. Really and truly.
Someone would think you'd won the lottery the way you're performing.
This way is better than the lottery, Naeem. This is Hajj, a once-in-a-lifetime trip. No matter how many times you go, the first is always going to be the most special. The first time you look at the Kaaba, the first time you ride in the taxi, and how the bustle and the sight and sounds of Mecca, the pure energy of the city, hits you. The first time you walk to the Haram of Medina, the complete peace settles so deep within you. Oh yeah, Hajj can never be compared to anything else.
You're taking his part, Ibrahim? I thought you and I were a crew.
Oh, grow up. You still have that same little boy complex, always needing to feel better and wanting everyone's approval.
Whoa, time out here. May I just ask how old you guys are? 16? 14? I don't think so. You look around 21, 25. So come on, act like adults.
Sorry, he just makes me want to lash out like a 16-year-old. I think I'm allergic to him. You should come with a tag, Umar. Please avoid contact with this homo sapiens, as he is likely to make you break out in severe annoyance.
You should find a giant eraser to wipe out your pointless existence. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. No one's existence is pointless, but it's difficult for me to figure out what's yours. And now, I'd appreciate your silence. Don't ruin my Hajj, please.
And you know there's a hadith, Man sakata salima, who is silent is safe. Don't you admire the deep truth of those blessed words right now, guys?
Ashraf, come here.
Gee, Sajid bhai.
I'm going to see Faisal. You better read Isha and go to sleep, okay?
But I'm not tired.
You will trouble me to wake up for Fajr if you don't sleep early.
I must sleep early, Sajid bhai.
Gee.
But I'm not tired. I don't want to.
Ashraf.
Gee.
What did I just tell you?
I must go sleep early. Okay. Where's my toolbox?
I put it away.
But why? I thought it was mine.
It is yours, but you rather use it when I'm with you.
But Sajid bhai, why you don't let me use my own things?
You can use it, but why don't we both use it together? It will be more fun, Ji.
Okay. Sajid bhai, you know, today I made dua. Allah Ta'ala must take us quickly for Hajj and you and me together.
Inshallah, Ameen.
Sajid bhai, you made dua for me.
Ji, my Ashraf, I always make dua for you.
I like you. You're nice.
You are nice too. Okay, I'm going now. Be a good boy and read Isha and then sleep. No more computer games, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to change into my ihram. I'll leave my hand luggage here. Please keep an eye on it, Ibrahim.
Yes, please do, because I might steal it as I don't have anything of my own.
I'm sure you have enough of your own and more than you deserve.
I'll keep an eye. Don't worry. Pew, what's the deal with you? How do you know each other in the first place? We are all Muslim brothers. We shouldn't be behaving like this.
We were very close at one time.
You don't say?
I know, hard to believe. It all began about 6 years ago. I went to my father for money. Papa, I need money for the trip the boys are going for this weekend.
Naeem, didn't you take spending money from me just a few days back?
That was last month.
Oh, Naeem, I don't have the money you want, Naeem. I'm sorry, you'll have to miss this trip.
But I don't understand, Papa. You always don't have money for me. I'm your only child and you work so hard. You have a good business, so where's your money going?
You know, if I asked my father a question like that, he would have slapped me no matter how old I was.
Fine. I'll just be the loser who sits at home with his mother and father while his friends actually have a real life.
Well, you know your friends. Their parents don't really care about them.
Please, Papa, not now. I can't deal. So that weekend, once again, I missed out on a boys' weekend because my father was always short of spending money for me. I spent that whole weekend at the soccer ground, and that was where I met Umar for the first time. After that, we played soccer almost every night together and went for a bite after that. I couldn't bring him home because my father had strict no friends allowed policy, and so did his parents. So we spent a lot of time on the ground. One day, Mum sent me to the supermarket to get stuff. It was closed, so I drove across the town to try the sister lounge. As I walked into the supermarket, I spotted Umar. Hey Umar, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Isn't it hot in here? Let's go outside.
Are you loco? It's freezing here. I need to get some stuff for my mom. Dad was working overtime today, so I'm on driver duty.
Okay.
Oh, here you are, Umar. Tell your father to come now. Let's go home. Umar, are you okay? You've gone white. Maaf, please, man. Can you just go call my husband? There's he at the end of the aisle.
No, I'm okay. Don't go.
He didn't look okay, so I went to call his father. I tapped him on his back, and when he turned around, I nearly passed out myself. Maaf, excuse me, uncle. Your wife is calling you.
Gee?
Papa? What are you doing here?
Papa? What are you doing here?
Papa? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
The cast of Submission 1432. Zora played by Selma Vahed, Rashida by Rizia Razak, Tasneem by Tasneem Ismail, Sahal by Suleiman Musa, Naeem played by Muhammad Iqbal Zulay Rafiq Shakur Saleh, Omar by Muhammad Rais Jada, Ibrahim by Muhammad Yusuf Dawood, The Agent by Wasim Mia, Ashraf by Imran Ismail, and Sajid by Sajid Qazi.